The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading the news. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Here it is Tuesday, the day after Labor Day. And I certainly hope that all of our listeners, our friends, our family, and our future staff who will be working with people at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour or Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate have enjoyed the holiday of Labor Day. And again, to all of our listeners, we wish you had a very, very nice holiday. So today is Tuesday. Janet Cimarelli is here beside me. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And you had a wonderful trip to New Orleans this past weekend.
I certainly did.
And I know you visited one of my most intriguing and joyful places to eat, and that was the Commander's Palace. Just a quick story. The first time I was in New Orleans, I lived there for 6 months. The year was 1962. That was the year where they still had segregation. And it was a great experience for me because it exposed me to some of the detrimental effects of what people were going through at the time. And it opened my eyes to what I didn't see because I lived in New York. And New York didn't have segregation at the time. And if you weren't aware of it or involved in it, you had no idea what it entailed. But I had a firsthand look now in New Orleans to see what segregation was really like. And, of course, I didn't like it. I had no choice but to live with it the short time that I was in New Orleans. And I did make friends with many of the inhabitants, the black people, that lived in New Orleans while I was there for 6 months. The purpose of my visit was to open 3 discount stores for a company I worked for. And the discount stores were called Joe Norban. I don't know if any of our listeners were aware of it at that time, but I'm going back many, many years ago. But it was quite an experience, and I got to live some of the life of people who lived in New Orleans, which I thought was fabulous. It was a great experience, and I've been back there probably half a dozen times since, and I still enjoy the city. It's quite a city to roam about, and quite a city that you can get accustomed to because of all the unique places that they have. And maybe, Janet, you'll share with us some of your experience that took place there this past weekend.
Well, my most memorable from the weekend was the show at Preservation Hall. What an experience. What incredibly talented musicians. It was absolutely breathtaking. It was a totally unique and unforgettable experience. And the other aspect of New Orleans that I'm going to say, the people are so nice. It's a dramatic, eye-opening experience to have people smiling at you, welcoming you, desiring you to have a view of their city that's so positive. Just the most remarkable people from start to finish. Friendly, helpful, fun, funny, just incredible. So those are my two highlights. And then I have a long list of food experiences, including Commander's Palace. And that food experience was indescribable. It was amazing.
Quite a place. Yeah, I can't think of any place that we have here in South Florida that compares to the Commander's Palace. I could be wrong, because I've never visited every single restaurant here in South Florida.
You've been trying.
But I haven't found anything that compares to it. So I would recommend the Commander's Palace to anybody who plans to visit New Orleans in their trip. And I think one thing that you and I discussed before, which I got from Jolie Root, was the proper attire.
Right.
You can't go in. They're not accepted there unless you dress properly. And it goes back to old school, which was a great feeling, because when you think about old school and you think about how people traveled on airplanes in those days, everybody used to get dressed. It was a big event to get on an airplane, and you had to have a shirt and tie and a jacket. And otherwise, you were out of place.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas today, the dress code is completely, completely different.
Or non-existent.
That's a good way to describe it, without a doubt.
So everyone at Commander's Palace, all of those diners were very nicely attired. The gentlemen all had jackets. Not everyone had a tie. And the ladies were all beautiful. Very well dressed.
Yeah, it gives you a good feeling to be around a group like that when you go out for dinner, a sociable dinner, for sure.
So we had dinner. I don't know if you're familiar with Galatoire. We had dinner there, and exceptional food choices, very representative of Creole and Southern Louisiana cooking. Delicious.
So you didn't get to any of the name brand chef places?
No. Let's see. We went to the Two Sisters for brunch,
okay,
with very
mellow. Which is very nice. They have a nice outdoor area.
Patio was beautiful.
Right?
And they had jazz, very mellow jazz playing there. So the perfect accompaniment to your brunch was this just easy listening jazz, a trio there that were wonderful. And the food, every inch of these astonishing tables, beautiful, beautiful food.
Well, I'm glad you had a great weekend. And if people have any intentions of going to New Orleans, they should definitely visit the places that Janet just mentioned, for sure, without a doubt.
Monteleone Hotel and their areas. They have a carousel bar that's very interesting, and just a beautiful lobby and public area in the hotel. Windsor Court. We had brunch at Windsor Court, and then of course a number of tiny little, I'll call them dives, that had some of the absolute best food. Amazing.
Well, New Orleans is definitely known for their food, without a doubt. So people that go there or that are planning on going there should make plans to eat a little bit more than you may normally eat, because the choices that they give you there are really just scrumptious. They're outstanding.
The other highlight was we were using Uber to get all around the city, and we met some of the most remarkable inhabitants, both lifelong
residents,
people from New Orleans, born and raised, and people who were transplants who said they wouldn't live anywhere else. So it was a remarkable experience to have the interaction with those people as well.
That's great. Well, on the subject of food, Janet, you received an email from a old-time customer of mine from Tunney's for many, 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 many years, Faye. And I think we should make our listeners aware of the email, only because we're dealing with food, and we've preached the many benefits of eating properly. And if you don't eat properly, you're not doing your body justice, and you're not giving it the best possible treatment that you can possibly give it by giving them what I would call false foods or imitation foods that are not really food.
I go a little bit beyond that into perverted foods.
Okay. I guess I was being too gentle. So why don't we tackle the issue that she wrote about, and I'll let you start.
Well,
since it was addressed to you.
Okay.
And
well,
make
this...
our listeners aware of some of this important information they should jot down on a pad and pencil or a pen and paper, however you want to write it, or enter it into your computer, but you should definitely make notes on it.
So this is interesting information, as is from a long-term client of mine, Faye, and she has over the years certainly communicated very important information that she's come across, sent it to me. So what we're talking about is bad food. And you think, okay, well, we're not speaking about food that is spoiled. We are talking about foods that were intentionally spoiled. So here are some names with regard to pork content. Smithfield Farms, to start off, and I think everybody knows the name Smithfield Farms, the largest pork producing farm in the U.S., was sold in September to China, and the hogs are raised here, but slaughtered and packaged for sale in China, and then sent back here. So some of the labels that you need to be concerned with regard to pork that is raised here and slaughtered and packaged for sale in China: Smithfield Farms, Morel, Eckrich, Krakus, Cuda High, Premium Hams, Cooks, and Gwaltney. And those are some of the names. And you say, okay, well, they were raised here, they were fed well. Well, that's a whole different show on how these hogs are fed. But the way of slaughtering and processing in China is dramatically different than how the standards are maintained here. And the sanitation, dramatically different. So a food inspector said he's lived overseas and seen the filthy condition that the foods were processed in. Okay, some workers have to wear masks because the food is filthy. Many of the fish on fish farms are fed raw sewage. He's seen so much filth throughout their food growing and processing that he would never eat any of it. So they raise these, or they process these animals in extremely unsanitary conditions. Put some food coloring, add some, the article says some flavorings. I'm going to say, you add enough garlic, you add enough pepper, you add enough, maybe a little bit of cayenne, maybe a little bit of turmeric. You're getting something good in there, the turmeric, but you're so disguising the unappealing flavor of these poorly processed foods. And I use the term foods lightly. So that's one area that you want to be very concerned with. And the same with chickens raised in the USA. That's what it says on the label, but processed in China. And most of the chickens that were processed in China, the meat is going to be sold to fast food restaurants for sandwiches, schools, and supermarkets. So the slaughter and processing in China is not nearly equal to what the requirements are here in the United States. So, eye-opening article. Thank you, Faye.
Well, I want to go a little bit deeper into that, but I know we're coming up at intermission. So why don't we go to an intermission, Janet? Then when we come back, we can both delve a little deeper into this.
Okay, good idea. And to our listeners, you are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, And I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save A Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save A Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
We are back. This is Al Foreman for the Save A Lot Nutrition Hour. And I'm joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli. And we're speaking about foods, the good, the bad, and the ugly, so to speak. And, Janet, let's pursue some more about this interesting article that Faye sent to you, because I think it's worthy of the time that we have on this hour to make our listeners aware that what they see is not necessarily what they're getting. And to me, it's a subterfuge or a magic trick that takes place when people don't read labels. So I will tell you my experience that I had yesterday. I was looking to get some tuna fish, which we'll get into as well. But I looked in my cabinet because I had to make a quick trip over to Publix to help my wife finish her shopping yesterday, or finish her cooking. And lo and behold, next to the tuna fish that we had in the cabinet was a can of orange slices, which my wife Paula uses for salads to give it a little better flavor, or a little more taste. And lo and behold, I pick up the can, and I read the ingredients, and stamp in bold lettering, not too big, but enough to be able to read, it says, product of China. And I was completely turned off at that particular point, and I said, we must get into this article that Faye sent to Janet, so we make people aware of what they're putting into their bodies if they don't read the labels. Because label reading, as it is important in nutritional supplementation and organic foods, is just as important in mainstream foods. And to me, even in a Greenwise store, which is where I would shop, still had the orange slices, product of China, in their gondola, which to me goes against the purpose of having a Greenwise store.
Something you will never find occurring at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers.
No question about that, Janet. We scrutinize every single product that would go onto our shelves. And if it doesn't meet the standards that we have set over many, many years, it gets rejected, and we do not put it on our shelves. You will never find anything with artificial flavors, sucralose, food dyes, polysorbate 80, or any host of a number of other things that would be detrimental for the body. But let's get more into the issue of the canned products that we're dealing with, because there could be subterfuges that people don't realize when they go to pick up a can.
Okay, there's one that comes to mind, and I'm stunned about the Greenwise, because I had a higher level of expectation from Greenwise, but in Walgreens. Okay, so I'm passing by, I'm seeing these cans of mandarin oranges, which my grandchildren at the time thought those were wonderful. And so I picked up the can, and I'm getting ready to put it in my cart, and I read the label. Okay, well, I was not surprised to see sugar syrup as part of the ingredients, but what I was surprised to see that they were, the cans were product of China. Right next to these mandarin oranges, canned little mini cans in Walgreens, were Hawaiian pineapple chunks. Oh, okay.
Sounds good.
Hawaii, that's good. You know, how much pollution is there in the pineapple fields in Hawaii? Can't be that much, right? And so, again, I picked up the can, and it was a product of China. Now, I might not necessarily have too much of a quarrel with the actual contents of the can, but let's think about what the lining of the can might be. Let's think about the situation where the can, the filling and sealing of the can, maybe those approaches don't meet the standards that are maintained here in the United States. What about what they seal the seam of the can with? Possibly lead. And then what is the lining of the can? A number of different types of plastics and other sealants that might not necessarily meet the standards with regard to food grade in the United States. So very cautious shopping is advised.
Well, I think the point you brought out about the can, Janet, I would choose to believe that it's probably some form of lead. China is known for their use of lead. I don't know whether they just have an abundance of it and they're trying to get rid of it, or that there are certain key people in the government that own lead facilities that are looking to sell it by using it in different food products to give them a one-upmanship on what they're earning. So these are all things that, as Jenna pointed out, have to be considered when you pick up a can of any kind of food product that you deem to be food. And here again, there could be, when you walk down the center of a store and you look at the amount of product that you see, think about the thousands and thousands of products that are sold in supermarkets, like a Publix, whether it be conventional or green-wise, and you say to yourself, how many of these products are really manufactured here in the United States? And it makes you wonder, it makes you think, where did we go wrong? What, are we selling our souls to these different countries to be able to get the food back to us in a manner that has been destroyed because it went into the a realm of what China does to make their food products, because they bought companies here in the States and then shipped back to the States with the name says product of the USA. It may be a product of the USA, but it is not ultimately made entirely in the USA.
True. And I think the important point that you just mentioned, Al, is the market here in the United States is a very desirable market for other countries. They would like to be part of this grocery market, tire market, automobile market. We see that. So all the different markets the other countries want to have access to. So they purchase the companies. And certainly how our financial international finance has been going, a lot of our dollars overseas, they're accumulating. We know that China has accumulated huge numbers of dollars. So they are flush with cash to purchase well-established companies here in the United States. And two that I'm going to mention that people believe to have quality standards, Green Giant frozen vegetables and Bird's Eye frozen vegetables, all or both products of China. There are a number of other purveyors of groceries that have frozen vegetables that are from China, and because they are shipped in bulk from other countries and then packaged individually here in the United States, it can say product of the United States. So you are being misled in any number of ways. So we were talking about canned food, Starkist tuna, and that's an issue with Korea. So we have to be very aware of what we're purchasing. I believe one of the issues with regard to the Starkist tuna is dolphin safe, because tuna and dolphins are very often in close proximity in swimming in the ocean. When the tuna is netted, often, unfortunately, dolphins are caught in the nets as well. So there are different ways of doing the tuna fishing that is dolphin safe. Starkist tuna is not upholding the strictest interpretation of that dolphin safe fishing.
You know, one of the points that she brings out in the email to you has to do with a very, very popular fish. And I think people are aware of it. They know it, and they've probably eaten it over the years.
And that's tilapia. And they don't know about it.
Exactly right. And here she was buying the Albertsons four-day special, which was four bags of frozen tilapia for the price of one bag. Great deal. Outstanding deal. But sure enough, on top of the bags, it read farm-raised, and at the bottom, in small print, it said China. So these particular fish were farm-raised in China under deplorable conditions and then put in a bag for the USA to run as a special, even though it is stamped with China on the bag. So I think the consumer today has to be very astute and very alert when they shop in different stores to make sure that if they're not buying fresh-made products in the perimeter of the store, that they look at the center of the store for anything that's coming in a package, because packages are a great way to hide something. And when they're hiding made in China, it's a detriment to our entire society and our good health. It's affecting us in every which way possible.
Okay, so here I'm looking at buying huge amounts of something. And my suggestion to people, because along with the perversion of our food, we have developed kind of a perverted viewpoint of what is sufficient to be served on our plates. And you might think about reducing your portion size of the protein, the fish, the beef, the chicken, whatever, and increasing your fresh local vegetables on your plate. That way your budget is protected and your health is protected.
You know, two more categories that people, I believe, buy on a regular basis, and one is garlic. I happen to be a lover of garlic. I love it in the sauce that I make, when I make a pasta sauce. And my wife uses it when she cooks different dishes, because it gives the flavor, or gives the food product a different flavor. And it makes it taste much better. But garlic, unless it is clearly marked from the USA or Canada, everything else is grown with chicken poop, which is a horrible thought when you think about it. But again, this is the way China produces their garlic. And the other category is honey. Now, at this time of the year, people are coming into the flu season, and they may be using honey in their tea on an everyday basis. So where do you buy the honey? If you're buying local honey, you know you're getting it made here in the great USA. If you're not buying it as a local honey and you're getting it off the shelf in the inside of the supermarket, chances are it may be from China. But again, you have to be an astute shopper, and you have to look for these things. Otherwise, you will be fooled at every twist and turn that you take to try to do the right thing for your body. And I know we're coming up another intermission, Janet. So,
and to our listeners, you're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli here. And when we come back, some directions to the store so you can see the store under construction and lots more about EDLP when we come back. Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP. And the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
This is Al Foreman. I'm joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And we're dealing with an issue of food that has been adulterated and really destroyed by coming from China. And there is one more point that we want to make before we go on to other subjects. And Janet, I'll turn it back to you.
Okay, so one of our very, very favorite places to shop is Costco because the prices are right and the quality is high. But even in Costco, you have to do your shopping with your eyes wide open. And one of the things that I'm aware of with regard to Costco is the fabulous salmon that is available there, the fabulous seafood in general available at Costco. And I always thought that I was pretty safe in ordering or choosing Pacific salmon. Okay, well, it turns out that you have to get even more particular about that. The Pacific salmon may very well come from fish farms off the coast of China in the Pacific. So they're not lying to you. It's Pacific salmon, all right, but it's farm-raised. So possibly a better focus is to be specific about Alaskan salmon. And then there are fisheries that use a sustainable fishing approach, which is, in my view, very important. I stopped eating certain types of fish years ago because they were overfished, but the Alaskan salmon, very well controlled. And I have a suggestion for people. There is stjudefishingvessel.com. And the St. Jude Fishing Vessel offers high-quality Alaskan salmon, halibut, and tuna. And they say no detectable levels of mercury in the tuna because the tuna that they catch is small tuna, so not the 500-pound tunas that tend to have very high mercury levels and PCBs.
Well, I think going along with Costco, I do enjoy their wild-caught salmon from Alaska, and they also have a couple of other fishes that are wild-caught from Alaska. And I think if you're looking to have fish that is good for your body, make sure it's wild caught. I would not recommend buying any kind of farm-raised fish whatsoever. because, again, chances are if it's the bag is not marked that it comes from China, they're subterfusing it, as Jenna pointed out, by saying they're in the Pacific, farm-raised, but they're actually coming from China. So beware, or buyer beware, especially when it comes to putting fish in your body, as well as other vegetables and fruit that could be contaminated because it's coming from the country of China.
One of the things that I'm so happy about is to have received this email from Faye, a long-term client, a very long-term customer of yours, Al, and that community involvement, that community interaction, so important. And as we move on, we've got some more really happy news with regard to community involvement.
Well, let's talk about the Save a Lot Nutrition Center.
Okay.
Because in my opinion, this is going to be the place that people are going to want to shop, because we are going to be offering EDLP. And EDLP is everyday low prices. So the purpose of EDLP is very simple. We're going to give you the lowest possible price throughout 52 weeks a year without running any special sales. So even for those companies that run a 10% off sale, or if they run a BOGO, buy one, get one, the price that we're going to be offering to you will be better than either a sale price or a BOGO price based upon the supplements and the organic grocery products that we will be selling at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I have been in the business for countless years, and one thing I have learned as a retailer is to be able to give the consumer the best possible service at the lowest possible price. And it's a very simple formula, one I've practiced for many, many years, as my former customers can attest to. And I think that in all the years that you and I have been together, Janet, I think you practice the same thing in your beliefs as it relates to the nutrition industry and the nutrition field. So I am very happy to let people know that Janet Cimarelli will be at Save-A-Lot 5 days a week, being able to give you the pertinent information to help you with any health issues you may have, any health challenges you may have, or any other issue that's in your life that may be a negative to you. And Janet will help you make it a positive. So that's what Save-A-Lot is all about. We have a great staff that we've already hired, some people that you probably will know, which will be divulged by the end of this month. And then we're going to be hiring again probably sometime when we get close to opening, which will be around November 1st. That may not be the opening date, but it'll be hopefully sometime in November. And we're looking forward to an opening prior to Thanksgiving. As Jana had pointed out, you're welcome to stop by the store right now, which is located at 3105 State Road 7 in the city of Margate, which is a half a mile south of Sample Road on the right-hand side. So if you're going down State Road 7 from Sample Road, whether you're coming from the east or you're coming from the west, you're going to go down Sample Road south, and you're going to take the first
441 light, south.
441, also known as State Road 7. And you'll see at the first light, which is Northwest 31st Street, you'll see a big apartment complex straight ahead of you. To your left, you're going to see a Walgreens drugstore. And on the right, you're going to see a Halloween store. And if you look beyond the Halloween store, you will see the sign for Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. And that's where we are located, at the south end of the shopping center. You're more than welcome to come in, look around, and see what's going to be in store for you come sometime in November. We welcome all those people that would like to look at it, to stop by anytime that's convenient for you. We're there 5 days a week, and construction is underway. It's only a question of time until everything gets into place. We're expecting our delivery of fixtures The gondolas that we put merchandise on to be delivered the week of September 26th. And the week after, our point-of-sale system. And then once the point-of-sale system goes in, the week of October 3rd, we will start stocking the shelves with product that will be EDLP, everyday low prices. And we do have a special office that Janet will be seeing people in, which will be very visible from either the inside or the outside. And I know that we all look forward to having a grand opening sometime in November. You have something you'd like to add, Janet, to what I just discussed?
Okay, I think you covered it all. I think very exciting times. The ordering of the product, very distinct criteria before anything makes it into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Store, so people can rely on our vetting the different companies to make sure that they meet the standards of Save-A-Lot.
And, of course, we'll be talking about some of the major companies that will be, their products will be on our shelves. And there are probably at least 100 companies that people are familiar with that we'll be mentioning over the course of the next couple of months before we actually open the doors. And I know Janet will be doing some radio shows with some guests from the different companies that we are going to be doing business with. So stay tuned. We're here every morning from 10 to 11, 5 days a week. And Janet will entertain you and give you the knowledge by having these special guests on. I would like to pay particular and give particular accolades to two former football players who have committed to help the community that they used to live in. And I think this may be somewhat of a political issue, as I'm going to say it. However, I think it's worthy of discussion, because here are two former NFL players, the Crockett brothers, which many of our listeners may have heard of. And what they have done is they got the community together of kids, and they gave to the kids something or many things that they wouldn't ordinarily be able to get, possibly because of financial restrictions, either because the families could not afford it or because the families are choosing to pay for food and shelter rather than getting them their needed school supplies. So this particular session was done with the Crockett brothers, and there was over 3,800 attendees. And this took place at the Emma Lou Olson Civic Center in Pompano Beach. So my accolades and thanks to the Crockett brothers for doing this for the community. And I think if our government, in their prime wisdom, instead of giving money to countries who do us no good and only do us harm, that the money should be spent for our kids here in this country rather than for their hierarchy that take the money home probably and use it for their own financial gains and benefits. So that's my talk today on the issue of political...
political viewpoints.
Okay, that's there a good, you go. Good description, Janet, without a doubt.
Okay, so this was the 8th annual Crockett Foundation Community Health Festival, 3,800 attendees in Pompano. It was a completely free event, and what the kids received, physicals, haircuts, dental care, vision checks, other health benefits. After the screenings, they got free backpacks, they got school supplies, they got footwear, and this was all the largesse foundation, the largesse from the Crockett Foundation. And their message is to bring educational opportunities, health resources, and mentoring services to the South Florida community. It is a nonprofit South Florida organization, and if our listeners want to find out anything more, you can visit Crockett, just the same as Davy Crockett, CrockettFoundation.org. And the idea is improve the quality of life and build strong communities. And building strong community support, what you have is then stronger family units. You have kids who are well fed, who can pay attention when they're brought into school, and just an exceptional example of what two brothers can do. And it's time for us to take a break here on Save-A-Lot Nutrition's Hour. And I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Al Foreman. We'll be right back. Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Do you want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com and tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
We are back. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and we're speaking about a whole host of different issues that we look upon as being beneficial to the community that we are trying to reach. And that's our listening audience who is receptive to learning more about how they can improve their health. That's what the show is all about, trying to improve your health. A week ago, Janet, we spoke about the issue of prostate cancer, not prostrate cancer, but prostate cancer in men. And I read an article this past week having to do with the treatment of prostate cancer and testosterone therapy. And I know that over the years we've had many discussions about that issue, but I think our listeners should be entitled and benefited by your opinion about testosterone therapy and prostate cancer. So please share with us your thoughts on that.
Well, it was any number of years ago that I became aware of the mainstream medical approach to prostate cancer, and what the mainstream medical approach was: testosterone suppression. The idea that by reducing testosterone levels, you were going to minimize the possibility that prostate cancer would, number one, develop, or if it were already there, it would possibly metastasize. And so the reading that I did with regard to prostate cancer, some of the alternative viewpoints were: if prostate cancer occurs primarily in older men where their testosterone levels are already beginning to fall, and prostate cancer is virtually unknown in young men with high testosterone levels, let's think about that. Maybe high testosterone levels are protective, and maybe the whole idea of proper ratios of all hormones. So for gentlemen, high testosterone levels, a proper much lower level of estrogen, and a little bit of progesterone, some DHEA, this whole picture of balanced hormones. And then, so thinking about that, it just didn't make sense to do suppression of testosterone. And here's some information. In a study of 78,000 men treated for early prostate cancer, this was published on the Journal of Clinical Oncology, they found that those given hormone-suppressing therapy, they developed clinical depression in the next few years. And that compared with people who, gentlemen who did not have the hormone-suppressing therapy. So by artificially and very powerfully interrupting the natural balance of hormones, you have a potential increase, an increased risk of depression. So here gentlemen are being treated for one issue, and ultimately the treatment leads to a significant development of another life functioning interfering situation, the depression.
Well, when you talk about testosterone, I'm sure there are different doses that are administered based upon the aggression of the prostate cancer or how long the individual has had the prostate cancer and whether or not the prostate has been removed. So there are many different circumstances that surround why mainstream medical doctors may prohibit the use of testosterone. However, in the natural product field, which is what you deal with on a daily basis, and clinical nutrition information, which you deal with on a daily basis, I would think that the advice that you are looking to give to the average male who has prostate cancer is to definitely use a testosterone treatment based upon the level that is in the body right now, based upon the triestrogens that are in the body right now, based upon the progesterone that's in the body, and possibly even the DHEA. So if you evaluate all the different hormones that you would judge the man as to whether or not he should be receiving it, those are the considerations that you take into account. So when you look at blood work, what do you want to see as far as the numbers?
I want to see what the testosterone level is, what the DHEA level is, and certainly what the estrogen level is. But further beyond those hormonal evaluations, I want to see what the vitamin D level is. I want to see what thyroid function is. And typically the treating physician, if they're testing thyroid, they would go with TSH, T3, T4, and might miss an opportunity for really getting a view of how well the thyroid is functioning. The reason I'm looking at thyroid is one of the functions of thyroid is to process excess estrogen out of the body. And if the thyroid has been suppressed because of exposure to chlorine, fluoride, if the thyroid dysfunction is impaired because of a lack of iodine, if there has been extreme exposure to stress, and it can be all different types of stress, and consequently adrenal function needs to be evaluated, cortisol function needs to be evaluated. So there's so many details to look at this whole picture. And just a quick suggestion, very important to understand the age of the individual who is possibly dealing with some prostate symptoms, possibly dealing with a genetic issue with regard to prostate. And what I would tell them, make sure your vitamin D levels are optimized. That is a very important aspect of minimizing change in prostate tissue. Make sure that your zinc levels are optimized, and it needs to be a proper ratio of zinc and copper. Make sure that your essential fatty acid levels are optimal, and a very interesting, benign suggestion for those gentlemen who are very concerned about prostate health: 1 quart of organic green tea every day. That green tea has such a beneficial effect on prostate health. It's simple and it's crucially effective. And we're almost out of time, Al.
Now, you said 1 quart of green tea?
A quart of green tea. So brew this high-quality Japanese, not Chinese, Japanese green tea.
Well, I know that, tomorrow we have some more interesting topics to discuss, as we will on every show, because I think it's important that when we broadcast, people try and get the most benefit from good nutrition. And you, for the many years you've been teaching good nutrition and good health habits, I think people should pay attention and do the best they can to absorb everything that we're saying. If for any reason you can't absorb or can't write down what goes on during the show, we do have a website that you can go to. Janet, would you mention the name of the website?
SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. All one word, SAVLOT, nutritioncenters.com.
And the dates are published right there on the website, so you can rehear any show that you may have missed. I want to thank everybody for listening today, and it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for that great information, Janet.
Thank you.
And we're going to do it all again tomorrow. So
I'll be here. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.